All right, so beginning of the episode, we clap.
Woo! I can make your hands clap.
No, we're gonna clap.
No, it's on three, Ashley.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, one, two, three.
That was good.
There we go.
Good job, guys.
To make like the sound.
Well, have we done an episode with Ashley yet?
No.
No, we haven't. Well, we need a lot of context then. So we've known Ashley for for years now. When did you know her?
About 3 years, 4 years.
Yeah. We met
when you were like 15.
Yeah, I was 15.
You turned 19 in May. Almost 4 years.
That's when you, is that when I met you or is that when
no,
she met
that's
you?
When I met you. You've known Ash for like 2.5, 3 years.
Yeah.
Can I put my foot up here?
No.
That's fine. Okay,
in
wait.
Sync.
I didn't know about both of you guys. I mean, let's do like one at a time.
You want them in sync or no?
What are we doing?
Just getting your feet off of it now. Because now I'm thinking about it, your faces will probably be like
blurry.
Not, yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
I know. Unless you just don't care about what you look like.
Fine.
I care.
Fuck. Shit.
All right, anyways, give yourself like an introduction. Like,
all right.
Do you do?
What do I do? Well, I am a figure skater currently. And I've just been doing that my whole life.
Okay, what else?
Ashley, you got to do better than that. Come on.
Like, give us like what?
Do you want like...
Okay, so Ashley was born and raised in California.
I was born and raised in Southern California. And then I moved to Chicago last year, around this time, actually. And then my family moved. They're still in California, but they moved to Temecula Valley, which is considered wine country in California, for those who aren't familiar. I don't know how... What voice do you want me talking in?
Ashley, I know you're manic. So, like, we can turn the manic dial to, like, at least three. Right now, you're at, like,
I'm
I don't
a
have
very
personality.
Monotone.
Yeah, right now
I you have a personality. I do.
Not right now, you don't.
Oh.
Yeah, so let's crank it up a little bit. I know you're an actual fucking crackhead. I've seen you do all kinds of crackhead shit. Not under the influence, because you've never done a thing in your life. But I don't know why you're giggling. yeah, you're...
I'm turning it on. This is the giggle.
That's your giggle?
Does that thing light up?
Yeah,
it's
on.
Really up.
Okay.
We're on air.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give Ash a background. She grew up in California. She grew up skating. I met Ashley through figure skating when I lived there. She is going to be going to college. She skated junior pairs.
This sounds monotone.
It's better than yours.
Okay.
Okay. But anyways, so let's talk about recent endeavors.
Yeah, let's get into that. Our recent endeavor, Kate and I have, we tend to have a trend where when we're together.
You bring out the worst in each other.
No, the best.
We bring out, yeah, when we're together, it's us against, like, it's just us. Like, we don't have any concept of any.
Like, it's our little world and we're living in it.
Yeah.
Ashley's competed at Nationals and I went up to watch her.
Yeah, in Columbus. That was fun.
We had some endeavors.
We had some endeavors.
What did
Thursday
you
guys,
what'd you place though in
Wednesday
Nationals?
Night. Not good.
Not good.
Not great, but if I can just say this, because I just want to get this out there. I am extremely proud of myself and my partner. Even though we didn't place great.
What place did you get?
I think we were like seventh.
Out of?
Or eighth. Out of like 10 or 11. I didn't look at the final standings.
Okay.
Completely
honest.
You're like,
to be honest,
I don't
look at
it. Yeah, I just didn't. It wasn't going to benefit me. So I was just like,
It wasn't a win.
Let it live.
Let it die, actually.
Let me cook.
Let it die.
Let me cook. Guys, I cooked last night. Can we talk about that?
Yeah,
for just
we
had
hibachi. She literally cooked.
I literally cooked. Everyone thanked me for dinner. I cooked it.
It was intense. I was like, this is some white girl shit. Like,
well, she's white. So.
It was deeper.
It was embedded.
I was never allowed to do that. I've never been at a Tapon place.
To
and they're
cook.
Like,
Tapon? What the fuck did you just say?
A Tapon, right?
But they hibachi?
Hibachi.
Same thing.
What is Tapon?
Same thing where they cook in front of you. But I've never been like, I was like, I want
to
do that.
You're gonna have to process Tapon for a second because that's oddly close to tampon. And
tapon.
Like,
it sounds like you're saying Tapon in like French.
Tapon.
Smoking like the French.
Smoke like the damn French. That's just it's a bit.
It's a bit.
Not for real.
No one smokes here. I do.
Yeah, but you know,
you're like, retired. Well, have you thought of, so like, you're 19 now, 18 now.
18.
Going into 19.
Yeah.
And then, like, when do skaters' lives kind of, like, not like death, but their skating careers? Yeah.
Usually 18. That's a really good question, actually.
Usually 18 is when most skaters will.
A lot of the time, yeah. It's like when you start to go through. Yeah.
Puberty, when you become a woman.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Well, you can't go through puberty. You're expected to be, like, a prepubescent fucking boy.
Your whole life, yeah.
So you're, like, 20, and they're like, oh, my gosh, you have, like, boobs. Gross. Yeah. So yeah.
All the context I have from skating is from Kate, and it's like whenever someone says they like do a professional sport now, I'm not like, oh my god, yay. I'm like, I'm sorry.
Oh, poor
dude.
You. Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, dude.
No, actually, I was just talking about this the other day, how when you like after being a professional athlete,
yeah,
or you do something your whole life and like that's all you do. All athletes in any sport, it's actually it's really sad a lot of the times, I would say. Like, yes, like when you have those big wins. It's like you're on a high and it's really exciting and you get praised for it, but that all ends so quickly. And then the rest of your life, all you're trying to do is just get that same, like,
that high again
and approval from others.
Which is why
a lot of skaters, what you base your self-worth on is
a lot of skaters tend to like go to drugs. Not saying that I know anybody who's done that.
Right.
But like, But it makes sense, though, when people have, like, these big highs of, like, oh, my God, I feel amazing. Yeah. And then you're like,
well, it's because I want to feel that some more
because that was good. Exactly. And then so, like, when that all ends, you kind of – it you definitely feel very lost. Yeah. And you actually don't even really know who you are because your whole life, your whole being, I guess –
is in the sport.
Was your sport. And then that's all ripped away, I guess.
Especially because the sport is so isolating. Like, you can't go to school, really, and
figure
skating. Figure
skating especially is the very
Oh, yeah, every like, you motherfuckers, every time I see you, it's like, what are you doing? You're like, I'm on my phone talking to my one friend across the world.
We have three friends.
I know. Hey, I have three. What are you talking about?
And I'm like, Ashley, what are you doing with your day? And you're like, skated.
Yeah, I skated. I worked out. And now
what
I'm
she home. Do? Watching skating.
Watching my sessions on Live Bar. That's a problem.
No, I'm not playing. I remember, like, you told me that, and I was genuinely so concerned for your well-being.
Well, that's what
all you said. I skated all day. I worked out. I said, but I'll see you. And you go, well, I'll come home and rewatch my sessions and take notes.
Yeah, I do. Like, I have so many. Yeah, that's what I did do, and it's very sad. And then bizarre. You take a step back, and you look at yourself from, like, an outside perspective, or you try to, and you're like,
you from
whoa.
That perspective, and I wanted to put you in a mental institution. Because, like,
most skaters don't even really do that. I just kind of get crazy. Like, I just, like, really, I'm very hard on I'm a perfectionist, and I do not take, like, mistakes very well, even though, like, I make them all the time. I just, like,
it just, like, hurt. Well, it's because you're held to these high standards.
Yeah.
And you want to complete them, and then when you're out of skating, people are just like, well, like, who cares? It's like, no, my whole life is ending.
Yeah, it feels you have like nothing it. Else to base it on.
Exactly. There's
Like,
score.
Have you thought about what you're going to do afterward?
No. Like, I have, but no, because I don't know.
Like, what's
I
your
haven't
idea?
Even... Oh, I'm thinking.
She goes, oh, God.
I don't even know, and that's such a big issue, and that's what's scary.
Makes you feel better. I still don't really know.
Yeah, maybe, yeah, like,
Kate
I really.
Is just now
maybe
kind
I'll
of
be like
personality.
A, maybe I'll the be fuck? Like an underwater fisherman. You know those people that, like.
Like spear fishing?
Yeah, yeah. So Ashley's really thought this out.
Ashley, if I pull up one
of Tiger trainer, something, like, crazy to keep my adrenaline going, because I do, like.
You can be a skydiving instructor.
Yeah, I was thinking the exact same thing.
And then take me skydiving. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's a lie. I'm not going skydiving. I'm not risking
neither.
My life with
me
that.
Me neither.
You're like, fuck no.
No.
Yeah.
But, okay, so you've done skating your whole life. I mean,
yeah,
when did you
since
start?
I was four.
Four.
Yeah, started four. Competing when I was four.
Four.
Yeah. Yeah.
When did you start?
Six. Five.
Can I say... Something that I don't really appreciate about the figure skating world, which I think this is fine to say because I think a lot of people would agree, but I don't like how it is such a small world to the point where everybody knows everything or they think they know everything about you, and then all these rumors and assumptions and stuff spread
skating,
so quickly when it's not even true.
Skating
it's
is like
crazy.
High school on crack.
It's like...
It is.
Yeah, so much worse because it's so much smaller. And you just... The same people you grow up with are the same people you...
Well, people
end
will just make
almost.
Like assumptions about you.
Oh yeah.
Like I get annoyed. Like that's something I hate. It's like everybody knowing my shit. Like I don't want everyone knowing my shit. Like I like my close friends, and my family to know.
Right.
I will tell y'all everything.
Yeah.
Literally everything.
Yeah.
But like random people that I'm not close to, like I don't want anyone knowing my shit. In skating, it's like everyone tells everyone everything.
If they find
it's
out,
it's like worse than high
or...
school.
Yeah, y'all are little like gossip girlies.
Yeah.
Because even in like other sports, like let's say like powerlifting's a little like that, but strongman's not like that at all. I don't feel like. Most
you're strong man. help me.
Sorry, Ashley, with the suitcase, all shit going on yeah, about it was. I need a strong man. He's a strong man. He needs to pick my suitcase. He's a strong man.
It was not.
You're a strong man.
I had a suitcase, and I texted Cameron when I got into town specifically to come bring my suitcase up the stairs because it was too heavy. I need a strong man.
It's like this.
So what were you saying? You were saying.
I'm just saying, like, in other sports that I've, like, I see that ice skating has much more animosity towards each other.
Yes.
Like, there's much more, like, aggressive, fuck you, don't eat food. Well, I mean, also eating disorders.
Fuck you, don't eat food.
Yeah, there's a lot more eating disorders and all
that
shit.
Cameron summed it up. Holy shit.
Yeah, well, it's you just hear it all. I hear it all the fucking time. And I'm like, okay, what do I hear all day, every day?
Every skater. I've not met one female skater that doesn't have some sort of eating problem.
I have.
What are they, 8?
No.
The second they hit 13, I guarantee you.
Have they formed thoughts yet?
Dude, are they still drinking out of their mom's tit? Like, that's how, like, you have to be that young. The second you start forming your own thoughts, it's like, it's just pushed upon
you. That's when insecurities get rammed into you. Whatever.
It's just, what I always painted it to be was, that's the sport that, you know, we all chose. Well, maybe we didn't choose it at first, but.
We chose it.
But also, like, if you think back to it, like, we couldn't
and
even
so
think
so it's just
for
how
ourselves.
It is. Like, it's part of the sport, and that will never change. And I've heard from a lot of people, oh, we're good.
It's
not going to change. It's figure skating. It's like a ballerina. You can't be a ballerina and expect not to hear about certain things. And so I just take it that way, and I'm fine.
You have
with
to
it.
Be small.
That's how I just cope with that. So I don't really care.
She's like, this is my coping mechanism.
Yeah.
Actually, what are your coping mechanisms?
I just like gaslight myself. I'm like, no, you're wrong for thinking that this is wrong or that's wrong, or you're, and then I'm like,
That's it. Like, so for instance, if like you're having a really bad day at skating, you just gaslight yourself thinking, I didn't skate bad. It was actually.
If I have a really bad day at skating, I get home. Well, I would get home around, if we had workout, I would get home after, or like around 6-ish p.m. And I would just take my melatonin, run a hot bath, and go to sleep as early as possible just to not
think about it. Yeah.
So sleeping.
And I would get a lot of sleep when I skated because I thought I needed it, and also just to
sleep
not think because I think too much.
Sleep's good. I like it.
She's like, oh, I was like sleeping.
Sleeping. Yeah, like, just not to think. That's the only time I don't think.
Well, I'd honestly like to recap some of the best adventures we've all gone on. Because I remember the first time I met you guys.
You have to.
Oh my god, the first time I met you, I made some interesting choices in
life.
The
first time we met was Kate's 17th birthday party.
Oh yeah.
And this was like a few months after I met Kate. Or like,
That birthday party, I took 17 shots. Because I thought that was
And I was taking
a good idea.
Care.
You were taking care of me. And then Cameron.
I was doing things.
Cameron was
making out with some girl on the floor while I was puking.
Can I say where this girl currently resides right now?
You can say Russia?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
she's
say
in Russia.
Russia. Yeah, she's in Russia
she's
right
from
now.
Russian girl.
She was she was living with me at the time.
Literally. She was so we won't either way, she was a
She was the best liar in the world. I will give it to her to the day I die. I'll die
yeah,
on this hill.
She, could.
She was such a good liar. She had me believing, hanging on to every word she said, making me think that she was the most trustworthy human on me.
I just remember
turns
being,
out everything was a lie.
I forgot what it was. I was like plastered in the bathroom, and I think all of us were plastered in the bathroom, and you tried to come in, and she like shut the door and was like, no, no, no.
She would always
do
that.
Yes.
No.
No, literally,
always
it was.
That. Always
no,
that.
No, that was happening. She was trying to say, so not, she was just as drunk as I was. And she was
Nadia?
Trying to take care. Yeah.
Oh.
And I don't give a fuck. She's not, she's in Russia. What the fuck?
Can we bleep things?
I don't want to do it.
He's not going to do it.
I don't have that much bandwidth.
Either way,
she's like, fuck.
She freaking. You were trying to help take care of me, right? Like you.
I was
like,
trying to. I was taking care of you.
Yeah, and then
and
so
she
but
was
Nadia
trying
wouldn't
to
let you.
She wouldn't let
she
me.
She like I'm literally like Nadia's busy making out with my freaking brother on the floor, and you're trying to help me, and she's like, no. She's like, no,
time.
Ashley, like shut the fucking door, and I'm like puking in my hair and shit.
But we all get pretty manic though if we all go crazy when we're hanging out with each other, like it gets wild.
Yeah. That's like the Finster Becht.
We had noise. You guys had noise complaints. Every
effect.
Time I went there, there was a noise complaint.
Oh, we can't. It was Irvine, California. Let me say something.
If anyone lives there.
Let me tell you something.
Irvine, California. Don't expect to have your TV on 10. Don't expect to do. Don't
anything.
Expect to speak above an inside voice, okay? Because you will get the cops called on you.
Whisper.
Yeah, you have to whisper. You will get the cops called on you. We got the cops called on us every weekend, almost every day.
We had a five people hang out. We were watching a movie.
Watching a movie.
Five people.
Cops showed up at the door. Bang, bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang.
Is there a parent home?
Well, we're like, no, we're literally just watching
people. No, because we're figure skaters who live. Well, I lived with my parents, but I was just always with you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
My parents live.
But every time, dude, if you had a TV on past 10 o'clock, you would get the our neighbors would call the cops on us.
Yeah, every time.
I remember one of the most wild things. Were you there the night I, like, was too high I couldn't eat a hamburger?
No, wasn't you. I was
not there.
X of an X.
No, I know, but I didn't know she
you
was
were
there.
You were the
one. Because she was around the area.
But I wasn't at
that. No, there. She wasn't there that day.
I just remember being in California and being shocked that you can DoorDash weed. That, like,
yeah,
I don't know. I use weed. What?
Yeah, you can literally DoorDash it. Like, you can just, it's a DoorDash.
Yeah, I googled weed near me, and then it was like, oh, delivery. And I was like,
you can
cute
deliver
little
weed to your
crazy
house.
Crazy. That is wild.
Use
the technology these days is out of this world. Why am I speaking as if I'm a 60? Like,
you sound like
you're
full
of
shit.
You're like, these technologies of these days.
You're
crazy.
Oh my gosh.
But yeah. No, that it was him and X of an X. Took X like.
There's only one X. Oh, yeah. Two X's for her, one X for me.
Got it. Got
yeah. She's
it.
Like, oh.
X
of an
X. Got it.
Freaking they both took, like, what, 200 milligrams, 300
lot.
Milligrams of weed.
A lot.
Cameron puked everywhere.
Yeah.
X of an X couldn't eat a hamburger. He was, like, crying. He was, like, crying, eating his hamburger. And Cameron's like, I can't walk. I can't walk. And I'm sober. Like, because I don't smoke weed. And I'm stone cold sober.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was watching this, and then Cameron's, like, projectile vomiting everywhere.
What did you see me though?
Is this in the frat house? We called it, by the way,
the
we called
house.
Our house the frat house
skater
just because it was the skater frat. It was
I'm not sure if you saw it, but there was one time I was on all fours and then there was like a cat. And then one time I was at the sink and I just looked at somebody. And
no, you were on all fours like dry heaving. Like twerking, just puking everywhere. And then the next was greening the fuck out.
Oh, okay. I think I remember this story now that you're talking about it, but I was not there for that.
Oh my gosh,
I
that night was
panicked.
Crazy.
I'm a panicker in those
It
moments.
Was intense.
Yeah, you would have been freaking
but
out
just,
like being
like,
in the hospital.
I keep memories of California to like whack ass shit. Like
I think back to my California days, I just think, wow.
I don't think whack because I mean I just lived there my whole life because there's just a lot of memories there. But when I think back to that era,
I think
I think trouble. We got in a lot of trouble.
The one time Ben and I because Ben and I went to California to see you one time, and
yes, that was so nice because we were in, we had just stopped talking.
We were in our tizzy.
And Cameron still made the time to come in because I'm close with your guys'
whole
family.
Yeah.
Very close, and so Cameron still made the time to come see me at work with his friend Ben.
Then what did you and Ben do that time?
No, well, so, like, Ben wasn't drinking much back then, and I still was, like, calming down a bit, but we were like, all right, we're in California, we gotta, like, do something crazy.
Gotta go out.
I was like, we gotta do something crazy, and I was like, I've never been out to the bars, like, in downtown LA.
True Food Kitchen.
So, what we did is we found, like, it was, like, a Thursday night, and I was like, because we left on Friday morning, we, like, there was a 7 a.m. flight the next day, and we were like, let's go out, we won't do anything crazy.
Oh.
Yeah, so what happened?
Famous last words.
Yeah, there's a speakeasy called, like, Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, and, like...
Can you say it again for the
kiss, bang, bang.
Kiss.
So we go in there. It's like a really cool speakeasy. It was like a disco ball. Everyone's in their shit. Ben like is dancing. We find this like Hispanic group and they're all taking tequila
is
shots.
Is it safe to drink?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, it's
well, half open.
Yeah, no, it's fine. And then like, it was so weird because like we met this Hispanic group and they offered us like a fuckload of tequila shots. So we're like 6 tequila shots deep.
Oh, fuck.
And it's like when a bar is like, there's like, you know, maybe
there's like
30,
a couple
40.
People there.
Yeah,
not really crazy.
It's like something. And then like there's this.
Those are the best nights, though, when the bars aren't super packed. Honestly,
no.
I've had the best nights at the bars when it's super packed. Honestly, I have a shit time every time I have because
when
I lose
too
everyone.
It's crazy.
You can't even see anyone. It's like hot when the bar's like kind of packed ish.
Yeah. But what we did is we were like, we got to go to a different bar because this other guy was like a DJ was like, dude, you got to check out the speakeasy under the boardwalk of L.A. So like.
Yeah,
well, not the boardwalk, but where the stars are, at Hollywood Boulevard. It's a speakeasy under where the stars
that's
are.
That's on our bucket list when I turn 21.
When we turn 21, we have to go out in L.A.
So what ended up happening is we're trying to figure out where to go. We park downtown L.A. We go in, and there's, like, this little – it also looks like Gerstle's. And it's, like – it's, like, kind of a little more busy than the last one. And then I open this door, and I'm like, holy shit. And each individual room has its own theme. And I go through, like, 6 different doors, and I end up
what's
in
this place
giant – I forgot.
You got to find it because when I turned 21, fuck, I'm messing it up.
Okay, when I say when I opened the last set of doors, there were about 600 people under, like, packed. There was a band. Everyone was losing their shit. And I was like, holy shit. And then, like, the whole night after that just went, because, like, this guy who invited us got us all drinks the entire night. He was gay.
What?
He was definitely trying to fuck Ben and I. Absolutely. I didn't know. And then I checked out his IG and it was
like. Well, you're also downtown LA.
Yeah.
There's going to be a lot of.
But you know what? Good for you.
It was get those a free crazy drinks. Ass night. But I remember, like, seeing God the next day because, like, I was so hungry. I, like, slept for 2 hours. Had to wake up, go to the airport.
I don't know. You made your flight.
I was like, Ben.
Flying hungover is the worst. I had to fly back.
I cried on the plane.
I don't know.
You cried on the plane.
I was that bad. I was like, God,
be rich.
No, I had to fly once back from a JG international flight.
No. Oh.
Hungover, Cameron. I had 2 hours of sleep. I'm in this with the U.S. Doctor holding on a bag, trying not to vomit. And I'm holding on my carry-on, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I must have slept that time. My coach, because I was younger, was like, Kate's so jet-lagged. And I was like, uh-huh, that's what it is. Worst flight of my life. I thought I was going to shit my pants. I had the alcohol shits, and I couldn't get up because it's like, you know, like on internationals, how there's the four rows.
Yeah.
There's don't four. Look at me.
Well, okay, on it, there's three in the middle. There's four. I'm in the middle of four. People are sleeping. I'm like ripping ass. And I can't fart. So I'm trying
on
to, like,
a
move.
Plane.
I'm trying to move my butt so I could rip ass because it's like I'm like locked in.
Locked
I can't
in,
move.
Can't move.
Oh, dude, it was so bad.
And those are bad.
And that's just when you pray the engines are loud enough to just.
Oh, they were. They were. I was blowing it up.
Those terrible. Were so bad. Those
yeah,
were so
I feel bad,
bad
for
that. That story reminds me of when Chase had his first international in Austria.
Yeah.
Him and I won't say the name, but his roommate.
Oh my gosh, I forgot about
had
that.
The same experience. Him and his roommate, same experience.
What?
And I heard it all about it.
Oh, with the flying hungover?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
All I think every skater that's gone international has had a hungover flight moment internationally, and it's the worst thing in the world.
God, I
have you ever gone to California sober? Like, have you ever had like just a sober trip there or no?
Yeah, no.
No.
No. California's always been intense. I'm looking forward to going back again though, because I really want to do that paintball again because that was fun as shit.
If you come back, you have to.
No, we're going. But if we go back, Ash lives in Temecula now.
Yeah,
it's like
it's
2 hours away.
It's not 2 hours away. It's like an hour. No, it's only like an hour without traffic. If you have to go. No, because if you go. At a time where there won't be traffic, like not rush hour, like you're chilling.
You had to go like 12 o'clock.
Really, because when I was there, I drove down to Irvine to skate when there was no traffic, hour flat. Boom.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, but you guys, you
Orange,
stay with
what,
me.
Like,
I have my
what's
house.
What's it like
there.
In wherever the fuck you just said?
Temecula.
I live on a.
Like a vineyard.
A wine vineyard. We have like our, my family, my parents.
Own their own wine.
We have our own wine brand.
Yeah. When you guys come out with
different
wine.
Types. I know. My mom, she, like, Kate's been.
I've been on
begging.
It.
Been on it. When are you coming out with white? We only our grapes are only red. So we only. Yeah.
But either way, they live. It's more like country, like thing, like suburbs,
okay,
country,
it's
California.
More,
it's beautiful.
But
though.
We can
I can find like a picture.
Because I like Orange County a lot. Like if I ever
Orange
like,
County is my favorite.
Yeah.
That's right.
It's Orange County.
I'm Orange County. Especially like Laguna Beach. Oh my God.
No,
I'll get like those little
guys,
tacos there.
I gotta take you guys to like my hometown, San Clemente, California.
We drove down there once, but we didn't like.
Oh, Del Mar Street.
Tried to
if
get,
you guys know any. Oh.
We tried to get Dutch, but you brought me to the wrong Dutch.
That's, oh, yeah. I drove you. I was like, this is where I grew up. We were driving and there was no Dutch Bros.
She
was
literally.
Out of
no, she calls me one day and she's like,
wanna go
there's like. Because the only Dutch Bros
yeah.
coffee
is
was like
by
an
Vegas,
hour and a
Nevada
half.
Almost.
So, what's Timmy doing?
He's still skating. I saw him. I saw him at Nationals.
About it. Okay, so Timmy still skates.
Yeah, he's senior in Paris.
Timmy's always had a really interesting dating life. Is he still dating somebody?
No,
no.
I just remember that.
No, he
he's
just
single.
Broke up with. He's no, you're thinking of. I know, okay. I'll talk about this off the pod. But
yeah, we got to talk about some of this.
We'll get more tea.
We'll get more tea. But no, he's skating senior Paris. I saw him. He was like, hey, because he didn't know I was going.
Yeah, yeah.
He was so shocked.
I
was like,
I told him, and Timmy tried telling you. I didn't tell him, and I could have sworn I told him.
He probably
him.
Forgot.
Either
he
either
just forgot. That's
or
what it was.
I thought I told him and I didn't. Like,
well,
I,
yeah,
meant,
somebody
I
forgot.
Mentally told him. I don't know.
But I saw Kim and Carter.
Yeah.
Saw Kim. They were. Kim was like, oh my gosh.
Oh, we saw everyone.
I saw.
Was Nina there?
No, she didn't make it to Nationals.
Does she skate still?
Yeah.
Okay.
But she wasn't there, unfortunately, because freaking
Nina.
Dina. Dina nuts in your mouth.
I thought you were trying to make a joke. You said Nina. I thought you said Dina. Okay. I was like, who's
Cameron,
Dina?
Cameron, wait, hon.
Nina
what's,
was not there, unfortunately.
What's the fast food place that starts with a W?
No.
Whataburger.
No. Not that one, the other one.
Wendy's.
Wendy's nuts in your mouth. Stupid.
Oh my God. I knew you were doing that. I just caught you like that.
I'm going to kidnap you in your sleep. I'm going to break into your apartment.
Cameron this morning. Okay.
Oh, no.
Listen, Cameron. So, Ash and I are sleeping, okay?
Dead asleep.
And I'm waking up. I hear someone in my doorway of my room go, oh, and I walk out. and I don't know what.
Disappointed.
And I, if someone broke in, I don't know what I was going to do, but they're walking in. I'm trying to catch them. I'm like, get on my bed. I'm trying to
I hear her, like, out of bed. I'm like, God, she's always up so much earlier than I am.
No.
And normally it's the opposite.
Exactly. And I'm trying to catch you, Cameron. I, like, open the door. I'm, like, trying to look and see someone's there. And then I call you, and I'm like, hey, did you come in? And you're like, no. And I'm thinking, there's only one other person besides my family that knows the code to my apartment.
Right, and we were
Holy shit, did they break into my apartment?
And not only can we say what made us believe that...
Was I got a text from them, too.
She got a text from this person, literally right when someone was in the apartment. And we're like, that has to be that.
So then I didn't know about the text, because I was just fucking with you to fuck with you.
No, it really freaked us out.
So that's why,
I got a text, and then... I on the phone, you were like, no, I'm at Home Depot running errands. So I checked your 360. You were at Home Depot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit, he's not fucking with me. Like, they literally, because it's only one, literally one other person knows besides my family. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, oh my God, that's so weird. Like, da da da. And then finally, I called you and I was like, Kim, are you serious? Like, I'm really freaking out right now. And you were like, yeah, that sucks. And you giggled. And I was like, oh, he's fucking with me.
Yeah.
That was terrifying, Cameron. I woke up to someone going, oh. In my doorway, and then I hear footsteps.
Were you in the room? I thought I left my computer at your place.
So I like walk in and was trying to find it. And when I didn't find it, I was like, fuck. I was like, ugh. So
that's why I made the hum. I go, oh. And then I hear him walking. I'm like trying to catch him. Like, I don't know what I was going to do.
I heard you and I started speeding up.
Well, no, because I heard the door shut and I opened it and then no one's there. And I'm like, I'm thinking I'm going crazy. I'm like,
And these shoes make me quiet as shit. So
I was like, am I fucking going
stealthy.
Crazy? Cameron was stealthy in my apartment and scared the shit out of us.
Yeah.
But I still want to kidnap you one of these days.
No,
just like
Cameron.
What the fuck?
No.
Like, get some guys.
That's so scary.
I know.
Cameron, you're going to give me, like, PTSD, actually.
So, because of that, that's the last time we leave the door jam.
Yeah, I'm putting that door jam there. Holy
night.
Shit.
You say that, and then you're just
not going to
remember.
I say that.
Kate remembering that.
Until you get kidnapped by your brother and random men.
It's better if it's me.
I'd way better get kidnapped by my brother than some random man.
Where are you going to put her? Like, what is the whole, like,
a lot of places. The ground?
What?
In the middle of the night?
Yeah. If I'm dedicated to a skit, I'll full send it.
Cameron, don't you dare. I'm being so serious.
I'll full send the skit.
Cameron, I will sue you. I will literally sue you. You can sue them. That's, like, mental.
You can't. Can you sue your blood?
Yes. What do you mean, can you sue your blood?
I can't wait to be in a court.
Of course I can. What am I?
Kate, I can't wait to be in a court of law and be like, why are you suing him? We put a prank on me, my brother.
I mean, the court of law. What happened?
Yeah, but that prank is
my brother,
like, psychologically, like,
yeah, literally, Kim, you're gonna be like, I'm gonna literally have, like, PTSD. I'm already scared of the night.
Wake up in the night.
I'm already scared of night. Like, I'm scared of the dark.
I am.
I'm terrified of the dark. I'm scared of night. Like, every time before I go to bed, I think, you'll wake up in the morning and it'll be okay.
No.
Because I still, like, I'm terrified.
Okay, when I'm someone who, whenever I'm in any sort of situation and I just, my first thought is, I wish I was in the dark. I wish I was in the dark. I love it. Being in the dark, just like
Batman.
In my own world.
Fuck.
Batman.
I was born in the dark. That's fucking Ashley.
Ash kept telling me that. My cat
yes,
looks like Batman.
Exactly.
Like Evie
like
looks like
she
Batman.
She has like a little mask on.
She is Batman.
Literally. She's Batman.
She protects the night.
Okay, you should make a TikTok video of like when it's nighttime and then like a really dramatic music like burn, turn,
and just,
and
Evie,
just
like
your
so
cat.
So cute. I love Evie.
Oh,
she loves
that.
Me.
I think
she does love you. She hates everyone but Ash.
Love
I really wish Ash went on the Costa Rica trip with us.
I
know.
I couldn't because I was skating.
Because you're invited.
It was such a... I want to redo that trip again. Like, I want to have that experience again because it was so good.
My favorite
but
thing
with
is
me.
We were doing like
with
an
everybody.
Office. We were doing an office. It was like, who do you think is going to ruin the family vacation? And everyone said X7X. Everyone. It was so funny.
Oh,
I was like, Cameron, you can't
fully.
Post it.
I'm pretty sure I told... Was Timmy on that trip?
Yeah, Timmy went.
I'm pretty sure that like Timmy and I
like
talked about it.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly. It was so, that trip was amazing.
It was crazy.
Oh, God, and Timmy was there.
Remember
dang.
When the golf cart broke down?
Oh, my God. Wait. Speaking of golf carts, do you remember in Seaside?
Oh,
I don't
God.
Know if you were there.
When Caroline?
She fell off the back.
Off
no,
the back
I remember. I was
like
driving.
Full of a full
no, and she
fell
like
tumbled. Like,
her
and
feet,
I seriously, like my heart actually.
I thought
I
she
think
cracked
it,
her head
I thought,
open.
I, no, I thought she broke her neck the way she went back. Like, I thought she just.
I thought she cracked her head open.
She passed out.
The funniest part was you holding her like a dead child. Like,
we were like, Caroline.
And I'm like, don't touch your neck, don't touch your neck. And you're like,
and Caroline's
Caroline,
like,
Yeah, like passed out. I was so scared. I thought we were gonna have to call. I was like just picturing the call to like Stacy being like, something happened to Caroline.
No. And then all I remember was it was because Caroline was trying to run and jump on the golf cart with flip flops on and trip.
Yeah.
And completely like I'm not playing, fell on her back, her feet.
Tumbled.
Folded on top of her, rolled, hit her head, and then passed out, like dead.
I came up and then passed out and I was like, we're over.
Everyone
this
was, oh my gosh. And she like woke up and she was like, no, I'm good. And her eyes were crossed.
She was good.
She was like cross-eyed. She was like swaying. She was like, I'm good, Kate. I'm good.
That's so Caroline Cody.
And I was like, Caroline, just sit down for a second. And then she had like these giant bruises.
Oh my gosh. Poor thing.
Was that the same trip where she peed off the balcony?
No, that was the year before.
We have, you know, like every year there's like a written rules list for the vacations.
One of the rules was Caroline.
Do not pee off the balcony.
She like peed on Grandpa too.
And then Chase, I think he was
like, I don't know where the water came from last night.
And then I think Chase's was, do not throw anything at anyone's heads or like.
Oh yeah, because he threw a white claw can at my head.
And you, she wasn't there for the last one where she was chased through Seaside. It was so funny.
I told you, when Chase went a little crazy and
I was like driving the Tahoe.
I had to send him my location to find us.
We probably shouldn't talk about this because Chase might.
He would laugh about it now.
We all laugh about it.
That's how my family works.
I say this all the time. I'm like, Chase, sometimes I can give you the utmost amount of like crap.
Shit, yeah.
And then sometimes I say something that normally would just, you would die laughing about and you go off the handle. So I have to.
It just depends on his mood.
It depends on the mood. But that's with everyone, I guess.
But it's part of the joke. So we look back on it, we're like.
Let's do my family. My family will all do the craziest fucking things. Like we will get like at each other's throats fighting. And then like a week later, we'll all be like. Dying laughing about it.
Yeah, we'll be at a dinner and we'll just start shitting on each other.
We'll just be like, hey, remember that time you like shoved my head into the like car door? It's like, oh yeah, and it's like funny and you like giggle.
Yeah,
it's like Finster coded.
It's a good thing to look. Which Seaside trip?
It was the one where you meet Mary.
Oh, the one where Frank broke up with her.
And you guys had like
the one you got. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You went on the one where that was the breakup trip.
Yes. And that was the one where you guys had like the king bed.
Wait,
and we were on the bunk
with us after that trip for a long time?
Did I what?
You were like with us for.
I lived here over the summer.
Yeah. The whole summer she was here.
Yeah, because I remember that. Because I remember like being in Maddie's room and we had like a little decompression time. And I was like, I just had it.
Oh, yeah. You know why? Because I was going to her house.
Because you were busy.
I had school the next morning.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember being in the airport and Kate getting off the phone with you or something, being like, "Yeah, he's breaking up with her."
Yeah, because Cameron told. Oh my gosh,
and I was. Oh my god, I was right after the trip too. That's crazy. And that must have been like your own personal hell too, like being on that trip, knowing you're gonna.
Dude,
like how was that?
I knew it had to happen because like I had a dream. I like woke up.
I remember you told me about this.
It was about an ex, and I was like.
Oh yes, I remember this.
I was like, I can't be with you anymore.
I don't know how you. No, I don't know how you like there. Did it for that. Cause like, okay, for instance, like when you know you're gonna break up with someone, like you know, right? So it's
yes.
The whole time you're just thinking, oh my gosh, like I don't wanna hurt them. Fuck, I don't wanna hurt them. I'm gonna break their heart.
I got so fed up.
You had to be on vacation thinking that like I'm gonna break your heart in a couple days. I feel so bad. You must have felt like shit.
Well, that's it.
So
it was the right thing to do, but you must have
didn't
felt
feel
terrible.
That bad because I was so fed up. I was
pissed.
Oh, because you guys were fighting that whole
thing. Well, she was like, fuck. Mary, I think you're great. If you ever do watch this, I was in a weird place.
Cameron was a piece of shit.
I love Mary. I have no.
She was like having an emotional like breakdown in the middle of family vacation and like.
What?
Oh, she was like a little bad. I was like, hey. Yeah. Stop it.
That's when you know it's bad in a relationship when like you don't even want to deal with your emotions. It's like, oh, I don't want to deal with this. Like,
And that's for me. I was like, this needs to happen because like. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, but now she's with like a really good guy, and like they're really happy.
Really
now
they're happy. Doing the thing. I'm really happy for Mary, actually.
But you gotta like,
which is good, which means you guys had to learn from each other, basically. And like, you breaking up with her let her meet that person, which is good because they're like really happy
like,
and like stable.
It's kind of like God's unanswered prayers.
Well, it's like
you pray, you want something so bad, and then
one door closes,
opens. Just don't. I mean, if anything, just don't force things.
Exactly.
Because I think both of us were just trying to force to make that work.
Yeah.
Because you guys knew each other for so long. I think that's what it was.
I was like looking back at videos like, fuck, I knew you back when I was like 7, like 18.
Well, you guys knew each other for 5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys were, and you were always, and I also think a part of it too, you got fed up too, because weren't you chasing after her for so long? And then like, finally she gave, like, and then
you were
like, by the time everything started having issues, you're like, what was that? It was, you were already.
No, I was just gaslighting myself.
Yeah,
I was like, you want this? And I'm like,
yeah, because like you did. It was about the chase, and then it.
Yeah,
I think that's at that point in your life you were only concerned about the chase of someone, and then you got them and you didn't want them.
I could, totally
but now I think you're more healed,
well,
and now you would.
I chased a lot of things. Like I did a lot of drugs. I
chased a lot of things.
Like, no, drugs.
I was going after just all kinds of things. I was like,
but after that breakup, you really calmed down.
Oh, no. That
was
like,
because you realized, like, holy shit, I need to get my life together.
All my frustration was, and like, all of the anger and everything I had is gone. So I'm like, I'm
which
good
I think those things also enhanced, like, the drinking and the drugs enhanced those emotions.
Oh, it was the highs and lows in the relationships.
Probably
and like,
enhanced even more with the alcohol and everything.
Well,
like, you're
especially, like, you know, if we did them together and it's like, we're both fucking high.
Well, yeah, no, if you're going on a come down, oh my gosh, with the significant other, I would.
Dude, that White Christmas.
I don't even know about it. Like, and I just sighed. That's a cool
one. Wow, that's a cool sign. You got
that's a cool sign. Lose your mind. Find your soul. Wow.
We've come a long way.
We've come a long way. But holy shit.
Yeah, I just remember when you were like, Cameron, you wear fucking barefoot shoes and you like meditate and shit.
Is it not weird? Think about Cameron, how you knew him, and now he like hugs trees and
it's
walks
so
like, barefoot.
It's such a different. You have like a whole different. You're like the same it's Cameron, like but different. Because like before, you would walk in the room and be like, time to party, or like some. You'd just be crazy.
I was like frat boy on.
You were
crack,
crazy.
Literally.
Yeah,
you had like
two
bottles
of
wine.
Didn't care.
And
yeah.
You're like, oh my gosh.
You didn't. And that's how just how I knew you. And then all of a sudden, you were just nothing.
And then no way
not
you,
nothing, but like no party.
No, like partying.
You exist.
You're in the dark. Where Ashley likes to be.
Still floating. Oh my god, wait, hold on.
What?
We were Cameron, when Kate and I, we went to go watch the senior pair short event, and we were gripping the walls. Not gripping the walls, but
we were so obnoxious.
We were so obnoxious. We were like, we couldn't, because
we just kept giggling.
We just kept laughing because I don't know why.
No,
well,
it's
the night before,
the reason I was giggling too is because when you look back at skating and you were in it and you're just like, gosh, because
you know how
they have to act is just
and
funny.
A lot of the times you know everybody personally.
So it's like you see
and
them
so
and you're like.
You see them and then if there's, you're just like, bro.
It's like if you saw me get up and make like a super big presentation about like alcohol awareness, like you would giggle. Because
oh,
it's just
yeah,
funny.
Yeah, I would shit on you.
Yeah, it's just funny.
Yeah.
So we're in the stands and I'm not playing. I would see like them on the Jumbotron and I would just go, oh.
Like,
and then I would zip my jacket
like
up.
Zoom in on them.
And we're like,
ooh,
smacking each other.
And then like at one point I go, all right, I'm zipping. And I threw the key and it's still.
And she goes, oh. She's looking for it.
Yep.
But we
find
were
it.
So obnoxious.
I had to just
oh my
stop
Lord.
Talking.
It was like we were laughing at what they were doing. We were just laughing because we
yeah,
just
no,
know
nothing
who they
about,
are.
Yeah, we just know who they are. And it's just
they
like,
people must have been looking at us like, you guys are so obnoxious.
Well, I feel like I almost have like a little part of skating because also it did take up part of my childhood too.
For sure.
I used to be at
everyone,
no,
yeah.
All of your, like, you remember I used to be at Iceland and I would just fucking play with people for like 6 hours. Why are you guys skating?
Yeah,
I'll just be there after school every
my
day.
Sisters talk about that too because my sisters remember growing up in the warm room at the rink eating like churros from the stand.
Yeah,
warm like,
room.
And
Zamboon,
and like getting the warm room and like playing those like little games they had where you got like the little trinkets out of the oh yeah,
the little,
like, that's
the,
how my sisters
the
remember
game was
a
little
up.
Jurassic Park game in Iceland, like
they all had arcades. Like most of them had like arcades.
Not our yeah.
But all like I feel like anyone who's scared, your siblings, their life is also like
super
skating
impacted,
because skating
yeah.
like bleeds on everyone around you.
Even my parents like talk about how it affected their life. It's kind of sad.
I know.
Bad.
I think if I never skated,
so
holy shit, amount of money we would have, like amount of money saved.
It's not even money.
The Colorado trips, all the little like. God, I used to be so angry, and I used to be like, all right, we're going on another trip again to, like, Indianapolis or somewhere, and I'd be in the rink, and I'd be like,
this is
fucking and I'd go,
and yeah, you don't even know what to do. You're just like.
My mom would get so mad at you because I would skate, and my mom would go tell your sister a good job, and Karen would be like, no. No.
She didn't.
And I'd go to Karen and be like, Cameron, and he'd be like.
Aw. Well, he was pissed off his life was getting.
Also, when we were younger, he was so much older than I was that I was just, like, a little, like, munchkin where he's like, dude, we weren't close yet or tied at all.
No, we weren't tied yet. It was just such a. It'd be really interesting if they were make time travel to like go back and like
totally
see
how that
just like that interaction, because I might tell myself, be like, hey, don't be a fucking asshole, and I might look at you and be like, you're gonna be a bitch one day.
Yeah, I went through a bitch stage.
Yeah,
really.
You're like, yeah.
No, I did. It was bad.
I can't. I'm trying to think of like a really not nice face. I don't know. Well, I don't know. I don't.
No,
think I went.
You
through
know,
like
I don't
a,
think you ever went through like
never,
a serious.
I
like,
went through. I went through a really. Bitchy phase with my siblings, but I never with other people I didn't know. I never was mean to other people. That I
no, I was
know,
an
ever.
Asshole.
I know, yes.
I couldn't I mean, like I was.
My
like,
whole family's at her piece of shit phases.
Yeah, I was a piece. I really was a piece of shit for a little bit. I was so mean for no reason. Like I thought I ruled the world. It was so bad.
Yeah.
Dude, I think back. I'm like, that's so embarrassing. Anyone who got impacted by that, I'm sorry.
Oh, what?
So anyone who got impacted by my bitchy phase, I'm sorry. Ashley was one of those people. Give her death stares for some reason. Like if I was gonna. I don't
just
know
kick
what.
Her ass.
Kick her ass.
It makes such a good story because we did not like each other.
Actually, most of my best friends that I have, yeah, I hated them when I first met them.
We hated each other.
Most of them,
I did. When we were young, though, I was 13, 14. You were 14, 15. I was 14. Just turned 14.
Maybe I was 14 then, if you were 13.
It was like, it was really when we were like young, young.
We were around like 14, between 13 and 15, like little babies, just being
assholes. Just beefing over Snapchat. Because I told, okay, this was why. I was sticking up for the a friend I had at the time because they were calling her, Kate and a couple other girls were calling
this girl ugly. No, but we told her it looked stupid.
Yes, her outfit looked stupid. Sorry, her ugly.
Was it stupid?
Yes. Yeah. She did the thing. But okay, no.
It was a trend at the time. It was the visco, like where you put the barrettes.
And she had like four on each side. And she sent in the group chat, does this look good? And I said, no, it looks stupid.
Yeah, and then so I saw that and she was like.
If she asked, she just was honest.
Well, yeah.
But I was a little being honest. And everyone was like, yeah, it looks stupid.
But everyone was like clowning on it. But I was 13. I was 13, I remember. I was 13 at the time and I saw that. And she was like my good friend. And she lived with me too. And I was like, oh, I'm going to defend you. And then so all I do is I send a picture. I go, don't say that. Like 13 year olds.
We all go.
And then
who the fuck is this little girl in our group chat?
Yeah.
I said back.
A little girl as if you guys were a year
as if I was like, if I was like 18. Like,
no, but.
Like, who the fuck is this kid in our group chat? I was like, bro, get out of our group chat.
And that started, like, that started a war.
And when I moved to California, Ash and I, like, I walked in the ring and Ash was like, we were death staring at each other.
Totally.
We were just like giving each other like stank eye.
Actually, I was scared of you, so I didn't really look at you because I didn't want to make eye contact. I was like, I'm so scared right now. Like, she's older than me. Like, I thought you were so much older than me because I didn't know you yet.
Because I thought I was older.
You're older than me, not bigger than me. Not like bigger, but you know what I mean.
No, I am. I was bigger.
A bigger girl.
I was.
Not like that. Oh god, wait, that sounds bad. Not
was
like
a bigger
that.
Girl. No, like I was just older.
An
than
older
I was
girl,
older, like a big kid.
Yeah, compared to me at the time, I was prepubescent, like
and
little
like,
kid.
And then we became friends because Chase was friends with her. And then
Chase and I were always cool.
Everyone was telling each one of us, you guys are going to
be
so
close.
Friends. You guys
I'm
are
like,
similar.
No.
I'd be like, no, I'm not. Like, shush. And then eventually we came over and we were making like pancakes. And Ashley would not, she was insistent. No, stop. I at this point, I remember thinking, yeah, I don't like her. Because she was insistent on making the pancakes. We're having brunch with all the skaters. And I'm like, let me do it. And she's like, no.
Every
like, I'm
Saturday
so good.
Morning.
I'm so good at doing pancakes, blah, blah. To make pancakes, she makes pancake mix, like the batter. She puts a whole container of pancake mix into a bowl with one egg and a cup of oil. And I looked at her and I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And she was like,
so mad.
I was so mad because so I was mad. Like, we like scoop out the pancake mix, we only had one box of pancakes. But then after that, she made some like jokes. She was like, oh, you're like Chef Boyardee. And at that time, I said was that. Or she, you know, Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay. I was like, at you're that like time, Gordon Ramsay. And like, you giggled under your breath, barely like, laughed. And I was like, that was my in. I was like, we're going to be best friends.
And then we just started hanging
and
out.
Ever
and
ever since then, we did Saturday brunches after skating almost every morning for like months. Like that was our
thing.
That
was amazing.
It was so fun. And ever since, she would drive me around without a license. Good times.
Yeah, because of COVID. I couldn't get my license. I had my permit.
But she had her permit forever.
I had my permit for a year now.
So like, she would drive me around.
And I would just drive to like the rink and back, which was like a 4-minute drive on back roads. And
back
I was like,
roads. Like, there's, even though there was a cop on every corner there because it's Irvine.
Yeah.
But yeah, and we've been best friends. Well, besides our little 9-month breakup.
Yeah, we did break up for 9 months. We even acted like exes. Like,
we'd stalk each other on
Facebook. No, she would like my story and I'd like her story. And then
we were like, oh, she liked my story.
And then we'd like a TikTok. And then when she commented on my TikTok,
yeah.
And I was like, I'm texting her.
I knew I had to give you a little push, so I just commented.
She was like so pretty, and then I was like, I'm texting her.
And then
we can be friends.
That's what did it. And we picked up like.
I remember calling Cameron, and I was like,
oh, really?
Ashley and I are cool. We're cool.
That was really
cool. Yeah.
It was a lot of drama for a while.
It was just like stupid
Cameron
girl
and I,
drama.
Cameron and I were in cahoots about it in the beginning.
Yeah, Cameron looked at me and he's like, you're so stupid.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
I stay pretty consistent.
What'd you say?
I said I stay pretty consistent.
Telling us we're stupid.
Oh.
Yeah. What time are we at?
I don't know. A time?
It's 5:30. What time do we start?
I don't know. We'll
see.
Either.
But so
last question I have for you guys. Yeah. When we're all older and doing our own things and have jobs, we're all going to live in the same state.
We talk about this all the time.
Probably not.
And no.
No?
We're not. No, because her whole family is in California.
It's not even a theory. It's pretty like spot on. But I think where you grew up and where your family is where people end up being. Because think about it. When you get married
most
and have kids, you want your kids' grandparents to be around. You want help with the kids. You want your family. And also where you grew up is like what feels like home to you, at least for me. I can't imagine living in Chicago the rest of my life. I can't imagine living here for like ever. You know, so I definitely think I'm going to end up
in
Orange County where I grew up.
What we're going to need to do is just like we talk about this like me, Nina, like you, Mandy. We'll talk like we need to just have like once a year we go on vacation, because eventually like we're gonna have kids and stuff, right? And like husbands and jobs, and it's gonna be hard. Mm-hmm. But yeah, we need to plan, like, you know, like you go on family vacation, we need to plan it and all go together. And, yeah, like, just meet up in one spot.
We all need to be successful whatever the fuck we do so we can get that same place in Costa Rica again with with us.
Well, Kate and I are going to Italy this summer. Girls trip to Italy. Yeah. We're very excited. We're also going to Vegas.
Yeah, we're going to Vegas.
We have a couple really fun summer trips planned. And
but we need to have something, like, when we all get older.
Yeah. I know. It's going to be really sad because I don't, like, I cannot. No. Like, we're too close.
I know. It's going to be sad. Lose. I'm going to FaceTime you. I'm going to have, like, a kid on my lap. My kid's going to be screaming at me. One's going to be, like, in the drawing on the walls. I'm going to be like, dude, I don't know what I have to do, but I'm hiring a babysitter. I'm coming out to visit you, and I need to go get wine drunk. Whatever you need to do. That's what's going to happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Cameron, who do you think between Kate and I is going to get married first? Like, married. I've been single for a while.
Like, so you both just don't admit marriage in the next 10 years.
In 10 years?
So Cameron, crazy. I'm 20. If I don't get married within the next 10 years, that's game over. Yeah, I want to be, my goal is to have kids by like 26.
Same.
So there's just so many variations. Like with you, you have been single your whole life. So you need to go through it. You're going to go through a phase.
I'm going to go through a really big single phase, I think, right now.
Like me. Because I was kind of similar of like, since I was like 16, I always had a girl kind of like.
I think, yeah.
I had one relationship from 16 to 17, and I've been single for a year and a half. Oh, a little over. Or maybe a little under a year and a half. Like completely.
So you've
single.
Done your single time.
I've done my dues. But also, I'm not going to push anything because I'm someone who actually likes not having to deal. I like being
single.
Well,
I think as long as you're in skating, you'll probably be single.
Yes.
And then, I think when you're out of skating, you'll probably be more likely to get married first when you're out of skating. Yeah. But that's very dependent on how that goes.
I view
mushroom just died.
My life as, I feel like my life is gonna start once I'm married. I feel like that's when your life starts, not when it ends. Some people like think you get married and that's when your life. I feel like that's when you just. That's when you build your life. Is when you have your.
I think when you have kids and stuff is when like life
when
really
you meet
starts.
Your forever. That's when you just.
I just right now don't think I'm in like the. Yeah, I don't know who. I don't know who would.
The real question is who's gonna get divorced first.
I'm never getting a divorce. I'm being serious. Like I will unless like they cheat on me.
I think out of our whole family, I would probably give it to Caroline.
Yeah.
I would give the divorce to Caroline.
Yeah.
I love you, Caroline, so much, like, but. I would, but that's not a bad thing. You know what? What is she? Who is it? Oh, Pamela Anderson always says, you know, fall in love.
Anderson.
She goes, fall in love, get married as many times as you want, get divorced as many times as you want, fall in love as many times as you can. It doesn't matter. You can always get a divorce. Pretty
that's
sure.
True.
Quote Pamela Anderson. Love her. But also,
I don't think I'll ever get a divorce.
I don't think there would have to be something huge to happen. And also, this could be is I don't. You, Cameron, tell me. Hey, I already know your stance on this. Is this a red flag for me, like one of my red flags that I would, even if I was married and I, like something happened, like some infidelity went on between like.
Yes, your answer is yes. It would be, red flag is
no, not
okay
with me.
Anything.
I'm saying like if my hypothetical husband cheated on me, I would work through it versus I wouldn't get a divorce. It would have to be like serial cheating for me to finally leave.
I think if you can at least admit serial cheating is there. Like,
but if something like happens
fine.
And he like just messed up, I'm not gonna just be like, oh, divorce.
Yeah, that's
I would
fine.
Therapy.
There's a lot of stuff
it.
There, but
I would just not. I my thing on that is I would agree because I think after there's very few marriages where they don't someone doesn't do something like
yes, very
you're
few.
Gonna, yeah,
it's not gonna happen.
It's
so
a lifelong
logically,
commitment and
but I don't want to marry someone ever that I would go into it knowing,
oh,
they right. might cheat on me at some point. I'm gonna go in thinking like they never would, and then if it happens,
right.
it's like. This is after like years of
yes,
marriage and you have
yeah.
kids and like you need to work it out. If I'm in a relationship with someone and we're not married and I don't have kids, like you cheat me, I'm gone. Like
yeah.
I'm a goner.
Plus,
yeah,
age
that's...
is hard too because like if you're in your 40s and you do it, you're like I want to go through the whole dating.
Yeah,
thing
going through the whole date. I mean,
that's
I'm saying
if you have kids, like, if you have kids and it's later hard. On, I would consider divorce and it would be on my mind. But I would try to work through it. And if I still felt the same way, I would divorce them. I would try
right.
couples therapy and try to get through it. And if I couldn't. I'm gone.
I would do it
right.
as soon as possible, though. Like,
well,
yes. Oh, I would be like, and if they were like, no, I'm not going to couples therapy, get over it, I'm divorcing them.
Well, that's the hard part about divorce later on in life is I'm seeing like my uncle go through it right now. Yeah. and he's going on. He has a new, every time I go and see him,
I love this.
He has a new girl. every single time, and they're progressively getting more attractive. Ever. And I'm like, how are you pulling these women who have their lives together, who have kids? Like, how are you? What is going on?
Because a single woman with children.
Oh, wants a single woman with children is like
wants a stable ready. Guy, I guess. Ready. Yeah, but still, I mean, and I'm seeing him go through it, and it's hard with kids. You have two. He has two little kids, and it's like, God, it's just a baby mama. It's like, oh, that's.
I don't think anyone wants it to happen. I think you can try to make it work, though. You know, but try to pick a partner that like you would never guess in a million years that would ever happen. Ever. Like, genuinely. Like, my biggest fear, though, this is one of my biggest fears, that I would end up marrying the wrong person.
Yeah, same.
Because I've seen that happen with so many people. People get trapped in marriages.
Yeah.
I'm really scared of that. That
is my biggest fear, that I'm going to marry someone, and then, like, we're going to be super good for the first, like, 2-3 years, get married, and then it's going to be like, fuck. I don't want to be in this.
But the thing is, regardless of anything, it's going to be, like, you're going to feel that no matter what.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, actual, like, think of someone right now. Here, I got one. That is trapped in a marriage and really hates it.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
I'm talking about, like, hating your life.
Yeah, but I mean, that's just
you're going to feel out of love.
Yeah, so you fall in and out, but it's a matter of, like...
That's not talked about enough, is in relationships that you fall in and out of love with the person. You will have love for them always, but you will fall in and out of love with them.
Oh, you're going to be like, I fucking hate
my
you.
My mom said something very wise. You're going to fall in and out of love.
This one stuck with me.
Yep, you're going to fall in and out of love multiple times. You just have to make sure you don't fall out of love at the same time.
Another amazing quote by Jessica Fletcher that has stuck with me to this day is it should be 80% good, 20% bad.
80% good, 20%. Like, if it's going to be, right? Yeah.
And I tell Ash about it, I'm like.
All the time. My mom's quotes really stick with you.
That one and the don't fall in love at the same time, it's stuck with me since she's told me.
Yeah, that's what I know whenever case relationships aren't working, whenever I'm with them. And every time I'm with them, it's annoying as shit. And
every
like,
time, yeah.
And I'm like. Kate, there's a 50% of the time I'm with you guys, I fucking hate it.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like when it starts, like, it should, yes, you guys are going to have fights and it's going to be whatever, but like if it's constant of like, fuck, this is annoying. We're always bickering, always arguing, always like, it's never just like good, you know what I mean? It's like,
right.
Yeah.
It's annoying. It can't be like 50-50. Like, it shouldn't be like that either. It should be like 80-20 bad.
Yeah. Or it's, yeah. I feel like it's a good call.
Cameron, are you dating right now? What's your dating life look like?
Is he going on dates a little bit?
You go,
he's been going on a couple dates.
I've gone on, so like, I get moments where I'm like, I'm gonna go on dates, and then like I do it, and I'm like, don't want to do that again.
I'm
oh fuck.
Yeah. Cameron's very comfortable in his singleness right now.
Yeah, same. That well, that's a because
I'm worried I'm almost too comfortable. That's why I like I have to keep going on dates because like I force myself to go on dates because I
get
too
comfortable. To that point.
No, I worry about that so bad because I'm almost too like I told my mom this. I was like, Mom, I almost. Do you think I'm ever going to, like, take initiative here and find, like, try to, like...
I think you will.
I just, like...
Yeah, because that's how I feel, because I'm just not in a rush at all.
And I don't like taking the time to get... This sounds so bad to all my future suitors out there. But I don't like taking the time to get to know you.
No, you know what is annoying, though? When you meet people, like, okay, because, like, we're all not, like, later on in life, but we're all, like, going in, like, our 20s, we're all older. It's sometimes annoying when you're going out and dating multiple people. Like, you're going on dates, you're talking to different people... of having to explain the same fucking story 1,000 times.
Yes, that, see, and that's...
Especially about skating. You have to explain every time it's, why are you
homeschooled? Well, I don't know. I've been in the rink my whole life.
Literally, they're like, oh, did you grow up here? Where'd you grow up? And it's like,
No,
well, I grew up here, in Colorado.
California.
Literally. Florida. And then it's like, well, I skated, and now I went back, and then it's like this, and you have to explain it, and you just, it gets so repetitive.
And so it's repetitive, like, and it just gets so...
It's so old. It just gets old where I'm like... I just wish I could, like, fucking make a resume and just give them to the people.
Yes,
and they can just fucking read it.
Like,
they can just read it, and I'm going to have to say shit.
I also have a thing where I do not and I refuse to go on dating apps because I want to meet someone organically and have that, like, have that, like, instant, like, oh, this is fun. Like, I had so much fun. Like, let's keep it going. Not like, oh, let's plan a date. Let's meet online. I just want to meet someone organically in the real world.
I think most online dates never work out. I think it's more just something to like.
My aunt and uncle got married off of Tinder.
Chase and Drew met off of Tinder.
Crazy.
Which,
right?
And dating apps work, but you need to be like.
You have to be emotionally.
What helps is you have to be like emotionally intelligent and you have to be very discerning. Like very discerning. And you become not judgmental in a bad way, but in a like, I know what I want way.
Yeah.
Because you're like, okay, I start to notice all the red flags. Like someone's like this. No. Well, which is good because now when I'm in person, I can see certain things. People will be like, oh, that's something I don't like because every time this person displays this character trait, it means this. And I'm not about that. Yeah. And when you get older, too, I feel like one thing I've gotten better at is like I know really quick when I don't want to date them anymore.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like you like start going on dates. The first one,
I feel like I've had a couple of those moments.
It's like when you're like, nope,
Yeah, there's a couple moments where I see a certain, like, characteristic, and I'm just...
Yeah.
Like, a personality trait, and I'm like, I know where this is going, no. And I just...
Yeah.
You know what I started doing?
What?
After my year of being single.
Right in person.
No, like...
Swiping right in person. Just be like, nah.
Yeah, like they do on the, like, that one show. Yeah.
Sidemen.
But, like, I don't know, I think... Honestly, like, when I, after, like, a year when, like, I'm ready to, like, actually date again, like, I'll actually, like, be like, okay, I'm ready to now be in a relationship, or I'm open to the idea, because now I'm just not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to make them talk to y'all and just interview them guys, and you guys can be like, hey, because I get very stupid. I'm stupid as fuck.
I really want to say something.
What?
Can I say, maybe
you say
can,
well, I don't give a fuck.
I know, I just don't want to, if Kate doesn't like it, I don't want you to not cut it out.
What's the context?
Just say it.
It's about Bar Guy, but it's not about, like, anything. It's just about, like his personality.
Oh, when we were in there, I went into this bar or whatever, and I was just, like, chit-chatting with this guy. I was just, like, chit-chatting. I was just like, oh, hey, you know, I was buying myself a drink, and he was just chit-chatting.
I met him because, like, we just, like, all hung out, kind of, because he was a nice guy.
He was at the same hotel, so we all went to the, he was walking back, and he was in the lobby, so we all met each other in there.
Exactly.
And we were just hanging out, having a drink.
Well...
And then, well, I was having a drink.
Yeah.
You just
got it. Yeah. But so, but his personality, just even from, like, the little bits I picked up, I actually could see myself. No, I could see you with a guy like that.
No, this was, like, the first time I think I
was. And he was very handsome, like, very handsome, put very together. Put together. And I was like, oh, wow, okay.
Like, and I was just like, we were just in, like, the lobby bar area, right? Because there's, like, the bar, there's the lobby. That's how we all, like, ended up.
Well, we were with a group of people just talking.
And we were all talking. And he was just like, joined our group, whatever. And we're just, you know, we're just like talking, chit chatting, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And that was, like, the first time I think actually I was, like, just talking to a guy that wasn't, like, a
suitor.
Yeah, like a.
Yeah, I had. Yeah.
Either way, he ended up. He gave me his number, and then ended up texting me. He missed me, and I just didn't reply. After a conversation.
See, that sounds like a red flag.
That's me. That was the red flag came in.
That,
I was like,
that was a little bit.
That was just weird. I don't know. I just saw that because I was like, what the fuck?
And after the conversation we had,
this is why I think you need a double click. Like, you need her and me to check off on somebody. It's kind of like you send a nuke out. You need two keys.
Well, it's because I'm like stupid. And my, like, my relationship choices are like a nuke. Like, it can do bad things.
It can do bad things. That's a perfect analogy. What would you, Cameron, say? What would you say my green flags are?
What do you mean? Like what your green flags are?
Yeah.
Like, things that you do well?
Or, like, well, you haven't really seen me in a relationship, but, like.
Just, like, knowing you as a person, like, what your green flags are.
Yeah.
Well, here, I can tell you green and red flags.
Okay.
I can give you a whole synopsis.
Oh, okay.
In a nice way.
You can be brutal. I don't care.
I'll be brutal. Just
okay.
Tighten
down. But just make sure, you know. Camera.
Wait, hold on. What are we going over right now? Sorry, I was texting Hannah back.
she wanted a synopsis of what I think her green flags are.
Oh, okay.
And herself. And okay. I was like, okay, so green flags, I think you can be personable. I think you do a good job at being yourself around friends.
I think around boys too.
Ashley is herself.
Friends, whatever.
Well,
I'm just like,
really,
okay.
Me in, like, a setting where
I'm saying,
like,
the settings I've seen her in. I'm like,
okay.
You do a good job being yourself. I think you can get in trouble when you get in your own world, because you get very deep in your own world. So it's like, all right, understanding, like, everything else going on, like, that could be a red flag because you're kind of disassociated from everything else.
Well, yeah.
Well, you are, because you've been in ice skating so long that, like, reality is just not, it hasn't hit
you as much. Real world isn't.
Yeah. So, and that's, like, years need to happen. So that's when the marriage question earlier, why I'm like,
that makes sense.
Yeah. Cause I'm like, you still need to go through, like, years of life. Like,
yeah,
you need to go through years of life.
That's very knowledgeable, actually.
So it's like, okay, those are there. I'm trying to think of other green flags.
Kate,
not in a bad way, but I'm like running through, like, because most time when I hang out with you, right?
Ashley, this is a green flag. Ashley's someone where she is a very committed, loyal person.
Oh, yeah,
so
it seems like you'll stab a bitch. That's what I said. You'll stab a bitch for your friends.
I will not actually, I will not actually stab.
Bitch, you would.
Yes, she would.
I could totally see you.
Ashley,
like,
for instance, like, if it was me and, like, some girl is, like, like, she is, like, a ride or die friend, like, for real. Like,
oh,
and she's someone where it's, like, you, and that's something that I like about both. Yeah, that's, like, if someone's, like, even slightly going to talk shit.
Oh, we're the first to, like, jump in someone's throat. Like,
I will not let
each other.
Because to me, I don't think, like, if someone's talking shit about you and I'm there, I'm like, don't think right now that I'm okay with you doing that.
Yeah, yeah. People do that to us, I feel like, all the time, where they think that we're I'm like, I'm not okay with you doing this. Like, people don't understand how close we are.
And then people be like, oh, well, you're like, close. You're being, you know, you need to see the other perspective. I'm like, that's fine, but you can say it in a nice manner. If you're going to say something rude, if you want to come to me and be like, no, even then, don't. Shut your mouth. Like, honestly. Like, honestly, shut up.
It's just,
okay, continue. Yeah. Sorry. I just went on that rampage about that.
I think also the, what else? Give me the water over there real quick.
I think Ashley comes from a green flag. Ash comes from a great family with great people. She has good people around her.
Oh, you're the oldest, right?
I am.
That's green flag.
Yeah.
I'm really good with kids.
Good with kids.
Actually, surprisingly.
Because you have a little baby sister.
I do, and I also babysit for a lot of family. I don't know. But is this like, I don't know what this turns like.
What's red flags? Let me think.
Outside of like the just not in tune with reality yet, I don't think you know yourself either at all.
I don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is a huge part.
I don't. And that's just because.
Yeah. I know red flag. When you lay in bed with Ashley.
Red flags.
If you lay in bed with Ashley, this is her red flag. No matter what, her toes will find your feet. She'll be sitting me, and out of nowhere, her toes will gravitate towards my leg, and I'm like, bro, you're trying to make footsie? And she's like, I'm sorry. No, she'll sleep, and she'll, like, pet my leg with her toe.
They just, like, it's, like, I don't know if they're
cold. That's your red flag.
Another red flag. Self-care routine's kind of rough sometimes.
Warm. I what?
Your self-care routine's a little rough sometimes.
So, especially when I am skating. And the weeks and the days are the exact same every single day. It's like, wait a second, flooding. When's the last time I, like, did my hair?
Or, like, ate, or, like, showered.
Well, I eat.
She does.
Yeah, every once in a while. There's nothing like crazy. I don't do like outside like said like when you two are together. Sometimes I want to smack both of you because you're like you get in.
We are like Dumb and Dumber.
We speak in our own language.
It's like Caroline and Maddie are talking when they're younger, and I'm like
we babble.
And I'm like, what's going?
But you know, it's also like that's like I don't know. If that's like a red flag. I think that's annoying.
Yeah, we can be annoying. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's not like a lot where I'm like, oh, you're a piece of shit.
What are my red flags? God. Actually, can we start on a good note? Can we start where my green flags are?
Yeah, let's start with your green flags.
All right, red flag.
Oh my God, there's really
this is kind of my brother.
Okay.
Hey, guys. I think your green flags that you're funny.
Oh, can I go?
Oh.
Yeah, come here, Ashley. I don't want to hear Cameron. She's gonna be mean.
One of Kate's biggest green flags is she's very nurturing. You're very nurturing.
Yeah.
And you go straight into mom mode. Oh my God.
But you take care of the people that you love. And you will be the first one to, like, go, like, to do anything for anybody who you love.
Yeah.
And I think that really
is
special because not a lot of people are nurturing.
Yeah.
Like red flag, you put everyone else above you. That fucks
green
you.
Flag. That is a red flag. I do. I put.
Oh.
He said that I put everyone, like, above my own, like, what I need.
Yeah, especially in relationships.
In relationships.
Especially you do that. And that is that's that not good be a red
because
flag.
Then
it's not
I
good.
Start
because
going
then
down.
You, and then, yeah, then your mental
and then I'm,
down. And it's,
then I'm hurting them.
I mean, you'll even, like, not go to the gym or eat as much because then you're like, oh, let me take care of this other person before myself. I'm like,
yeah.
Bro.
I will, like, change my whole schedule. I'm talking to you about that. That's how I change my whole schedule, like, what I want to do for a person.
Yes.
So fucked up. I shouldn't do that.
Another green flag, I think, is that you are a chef. Like, that is just a green flag in general.
Yeah.
I can.
You're such a good cook. Like you cook, and that's part of the nurturing thing.
Southern roots.
Yeah.
So that was my red flag, Ash. I want to hear Ashley's. I want to hear yours. Like my.
Okay.
Biggest red flag.
One red flag. Oh, you don't know your strength. The other night. That's a red flag. She's
no,
gave
I'll get
it, okay,
drunk.
She last night. What? Because she doesn't know. She thinks she's going like this, like, ha ha.
Because I'll get drunk and I have no personal awareness.
One time she gave my ex a black eye. A black punk.
Because he goes, you can punch me. And I go, okay.
And no, I think like.
How did you punch
him? No, it wasn't.
I was talking. No, I'm talking about the black eye.
Oh.
I was talking, and then I think like he said something, and you're like, shut up. Like, and thought you were just like.
I went to go like this, like, shut up.
Like that.
Yeah. Like joking with him.
Hit him in the eye.
Gave him a black eye.
Full black eye. He went home to his parents and told them that he hit a ride at Universal.
Yeah, ride at Universal. I felt so bad. Or, like, last night, she was saying, like, agreeing with dad about something. And I was trying to be like, shut up.
Yeah, I was agreeing.
But I was drunk. So I like, and then I realized, I go, I am so sorry.
Wow.
I just smacked you so hard.
I do the same shit if I get drunk.
That's my idea. It's my kryptonite.
I think it's a bloodline.
It has to be a bloodline.
No, because Chase.
Chase, same thing.
Dumb shit, dude. The second any of us get drunk, we start thinking we're Superman. We can, like, pick up a car. Like, she thinks she can fight a full grown man, and I think I can lift a car.
That's my red flag. Okay, that's my red flag.
Jay last night gave us a full course on self defense.
Yeah, he did.
Yes, he gave it, and he took Kate down. He goes, yeah.
And I was like, let me arm wrestle you, and I couldn't. But Cameron's gone.
He's gone.
Freaking Cameron, blah, blah, blah. Oh, you're going to the chat. All right, perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, let's think. Also, I think, okay, another green flag for you is that you, like, I guess some people could take it as a red flag. For me, it's like a green flag. I'm like, yeah. It's like when you're with someone, like, you are like, that is my person. Like, nobody else's, that is mine. And, like, I'm not going to let you do some, like, fuck shit.
What do you mean?
Like, if you're with a boy.
Oh.
Like, when you're with a boy, you're like, not in a way where you're like, but it's
possessive.
Not possessive, but men.
Like when I'm dating a guy?
When you're dating a guy, you're like, that is my man, my man, my man. Like, yeah, and you're like, that is.
And sometimes I scream it too loud.
And like, you, but you will like, you aren't looking at other people. Or...
Oh, yes. I never.
See, we're both very loyal people.
Yes.
Like obnoxiously loyal.
If I'm dating someone, I can't fathom even.
I don't know how people do it.
I don't even have a celebrity crush in the moment. Sorry, Cameron.
We took over the podcast.
Sorry.
But I was saying, that's something that both of us, like, when I'm in a relationship and I really, really love somebody, like, I'm not even, I don't even think other men are attractive.
I can't even think, no, not for a second. So when I get, like if I've ever, when,
we've reached the camera time. This is still rolling, okay, well, but camera time's cut.
Well, we'll keep the audio going real quick, because I'm going to say Cameron's red and green flags, then we can stop.
Sick.
Okay. So the camera's not recording anymore?
No. Nah, it's full.
Yeah.
Vape.
I have to grab my vape. My vape.
Okay. Is that what you're grabbing?
Okay.
My vape.
Kate's vape.
Okay. Anyways, Cameron, your green flag is that you've really worked on yourself and you're a genuine, emotionally mature man.
I like how you work on yourself.
And you have sisters. That's also a green flag. Your red flag is you wear fucking barefoot shoes. And you're a little bit of a workaholic sometimes.
Oh, that is a red flag.
For sure.
That can definitely be a red flag. Be dead.
Or just there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the workaholic thing, I like try to mitigate as much as possible. That's why I'll pick days where I'm like, I'm gonna go to the gym and like, let me.
Well, maybe
I like hang out with people more too.
Maybe you, okay. I've just seen from your last relationship, you were like always.
No, last relationship I was working.
And like, you were working too much, and we weren't enough time for them. Obviously, in a new relationship, I don't know how that would be because you've been single for so long.
Well, also, like, I didn't want to be with them that much. Yeah. That's kind of why I was.
Also, the green flag is you're one of the guys like. There's men out there that, like, don't like women. And I'm saying the way of where, like, they would never be friends with a woman because, like, they think girls are annoying, but they like them to, like, F them. Or, like, they like dating them, but they don't like women. You will have, like, a girlfriend and be like, no, I like you as a human. You don't think, like, all women are annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. There's really men out, if you thought about that, like, men, there are men out there, like, they hate women. Like, they'll talk to them and be like, oh, gosh, women.
No,
but
they're
then
like,
date them.
They're like, singular goal is, like, women are for sex and that's it.
And, like, marriage and, like, have children and that's it.
Actually, that's a good topic. I am not a very out there person. Like, I'm kind of very prude-ish. Like, not when it comes to
physical touch or
like what?
Like with
With sex? What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Oh, with sex.
So you're like not in, like, you're not very sexual, basically.
No, like, okay. It's not that I'm not. I'm just literally like not. I don't want to be like, oh, I'm scared of it, like a weirdo. But
no, I think if you're with someone, I think you love them a lot, and
if
chemistry.
Yeah.
But when you're single, like,
absolutely
you are
not.
Very,
I'm
like,
very adamant. Like, I will not do anything past like kissing somebody ever. Yeah. Never. Like, never.
That's
have.
One thing that I've always.
And anyone
had.
Who knows me can vouch for that.
Yeah, I'm like that too, because like I have a lot of buddies who go to bars and like make out with girls, or they're like do shit, and to me it blows my mind to like hold hands with a girl if I'm not like.
Yeah, same. I'm the
it, like,
same way.
It freaks me out.
It freaks me out too. I'm glad
that's
I'm
why
not
I hate,
the only
I
one.
Situationships.
Oh,
I could never be in a
situation. I had a situationship this year. I did forget about that. Like a long situationship.
Ooh. Give me a code name.
Code name. Say something while I think of the code name.
The Grand Fitness Pacer Test.
Plane.
You don't like this.
Oh. Good thing the camera's not rolling.
Yeah, I know. That's why I did that.
Oh, you did. Yeah, but you guys weren't. It wasn't a situation because you guys weren't like kissing or holding hands or like going on dates.
We were going on dates.
Okay, you guys were going on dates, but it wasn't.
Wait,
like, you guys,
was
like,
this
kissed.
The fucking Do I know about this?
Yes, yes. But don't say anything.
Motherfucker. That was the most weird ass shit ever.
Thank you. I know my mom says the same thing to me, but it was for months. Yeah, I mean, were like, it was as if we were in a relationship without any of the physical stuff.
Without anything of
it was like it was a platonic relationship.
Yeah, but it was weird. I can't describe it, but it was for like a few months.
That's kind of like, honestly, I have a not a situationship, but like those weird friendships that are like kind of more.
Yeah, like there's something there, but there's not.
That's me and Beefy Baby. Fucking it.
Yeah.
It's the same shit.
They just flirt and all day long.
We exist just to flirt.
Just to flirt. All they do is flirt.
And it's so no. It really like, I was like, what are we? Friends? What do you mean? You took me out. Like, we went out. You put your arm around me. What do you mean?
Do you remember game night?
And then his whole thing was, I put my arm around everyone. I'm like, F you. You're so mean to me. And he was so mean to me. He would say the meanest things you can imagine just to try to get under my skin. And he did it at Nationals, too.
Do you think that stems from, like, girls when we were little, a boy was mean to us? Our parents would always tell us, oh, it's because he likes you.
What is with that?
That's weird.
What is, yes, well,
no, our whole generation got rid. Yes. When a boy was really mean to me, they'd be like, I'd always tell him, like, someone, they'd be like, oh, it's because they like you. That's such bullshit.
That's not real. That's so mean. I got told that, too. So now anytime a guy's mean to me, I'm like, love me.
Yeah, exactly.
No, they don't. They hate you.
Exactly. No, you're like, oh, they like me. That's why us girls now always want men that don't want us. Think about it. Yes. And that's why men are mean to girls now.
And that, right, well, that's why a lot of people think I'm fucking gay because I'm not an asshole to girls. Like, I don't.
No, but that's
like
a girl. If a girl, you meet a girl that's actually like emotionally intelligent, she will think that's a great green flag. Because if I see a guy that's really mean to like a girl,
no, that's
it
takes
me
off.
Out because I'm like, you would treat me that way, and I don't want that.
Absolutely.
But girls who like, so let's say like there's, you know, we all know there's girls who have different intelligent degrees. Like, there's some girls you meet, and they really are just, oh my god, like that's them as a human.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Can I say one more thing?
Hit me.
This is my final thought. When I was I was hanging out with someone at Nationals, and he asked me a question, and it was a very good, it was almost like one of those questions where it's like, this is how I know if I'm gonna like you or not questions. But he asked me, who's your biggest inspiration in life? Or who's your biggest, I think he said, hard to kind of can't really remember, but
words.
Who's your biggest motivator in life? And I said my dad, because he is like,
your dad's amazing.
He's such a good dad. Let me restate this is the last thing I'm going to say. This guy I was hanging out with asked me this question. He goes, who's your biggest motivator in life? And I was like, my dad. Because he's just such a great dad. Thank you, Cameron.
No, if you see how my dad treats, I was telling Ash, like, her dad treats, because they're all daughters. It's a family full of girls.
Yeah.
Treats all of his daughters like princesses, like perfect.
Yes.
Which is good though, because you guys are gonna go up and want a man to treat you like that.
Yes. He set the bar way too high, number one. But also
he'll be like, here's $100.
He's always supported me, like no matter what, no matter how bad I did, no matter how good I did, he is unconditional support and love. So I was like, my dad, and then the guy I think said his mom, and I was like, oh, this is sweet.
That's good.
It's just sweet. So that was my last
thought. As closing statements, there are margaritas and burritos waiting for us.
Yeah, I know.
Which sound kind of fire because I'm getting hungry again.
I'm hungry. I'm so hungry. We haven't eaten.
I've had a half a thing of oatmeal. It's 6.
Girl dinner.
Girl dinner.
I remember telling you like 2 days ago. I was like, bitch, you eat like one meal a day. And you're like, I eat.
That was yesterday. You had that. You probably
years ago, I said. Yeah. Well.
Thanks for being on the podcast, Ashley.
Yeah, I'm really good. Yeah.
That was good. I told you we would turn it on.
Yeah, Cameron's like,
this is going to suck.
We're not going to talk.
Cameron was very grouchy.
Her personality has been like,
oh, because I,
nothing.
Well, no, it's because we first wake up, and then we're doing school.
Cameron shows up when we're in bed sleeping.
And then he comes over when we're doing school.
Yeah, so we were tired.
And we took one break from school to go on our phones for 30 minutes, and then you were like, you guys, you're like dead. Actually, all we do is,
But I thank you for having me on. I feel so fancy.
I'm excited. I've talked about you on this podcast so many times.
Yeah, I thought you've been on by now, but you haven't.
This was the girl that I talked about in the first episode.
And I said,
I lost really good friends.
And that's what made me unblock her.
That's awesome.
Thank you, podcast. Dysfunctional. All right.
Thanks, you guys, for watching. Thank you.